Greetings and welcome. This is Dan Stoltz. In this short video, I'm going to walk you through the process of installing Windows Server 2016 on Bare Metal. You can find this and lots of other great videos and blog posts on my blog at itproguru.com. You can also contact me at Twitter at itproguru. Now, In this video instruction, I'm actually going to be following the instructions that I have in a blog post, Installing Windows Server 2016 on Bare Metal. And I'm also going to be leveraging another blog post, Create Bootable Windows Server 2016 USB Thumb Drive for Installing the OS. The reason I'm leveraging that is I use those instructions to actually create the bootable USB thumb drive that I'm going to be booting to install the operating system on this machine. Now, the machine that I'm installing on already has an operating system on it. So I'm actually going to be wiping that operating system completely and making Windows Server 2016 the only operating system on there. Before we get started, the first thing that I want to do is I want to make sure that I prompt you to do just a couple of cleanup things. First and foremost is I want to make sure that I don't have any other drives that potentially are going to get in the way or I'm going to make a mistake and accidentally blow them away. So I strongly encourage you to remove any drives that you're not going to be using. In my case, I do have a drive, an E drive, that's a USB attached drive. I'm going to go ahead and detach that. Okay, so I've detached that drive, and I don't really care about the network drive or the other DVD. No risk of doing anything with those. But now I need to insert the drive that I'm going to be using to actually do the install, the ISO for the Windows Server 2016. Okay, you'll see that I inserted that drive. It is 2016 TP5. So I'm going to go ahead and open that drive up just to show you what's in there. And that's just a copy of the DVD. So now I need to go ahead and power off the machine or restart the machine to boot to that USB drive. Looks like in my case I have to do updates too. So I'm going to go ahead and do a restart. All right, as my machine reboots, I just want to highlight that you do need to make sure that you're booting to the USB stick, or if you're using a DVD, that you're booting to that device. And you'll see that in my case, I am. It's loading files off of that USB stick. Okay, I'm booting from the DVD drive. The first screen I get is selecting my language. On this screen, I'm just going to click Next. And then you notice that there's a repair of your computer here. I'm just going to click on install. Depending on the performance of your computer, this could take 20 minutes to go through the process. In my case, I'm using a technical preview and I don't have a product key, so I'm going to click on I don't have a product key. And notice here that we have, with this DVD, I have multiple options. I can do standard, I can do data center with desktop experience, or standard and data center without desktop experience. I'm going to go ahead and do standard with desktop experience. And then click Next. Of course, I'm going to read the license agreement, accept the license agreement, and click Next. I want to do a custom install. Now, at this point, I want to share with you what I'm about to do is to blow away all the data on the drive. So I'm going to delete these partitions. Notice also that it's drive zero. Both partitions are drive zero. And that will put them all into unallocated space. Now my drives are clean. And whenever I click Next, it'll install onto that clean drive. Obviously, you'll want to make sure that you don't have any data on that drive before you do it, because the data will absolutely be lost. So this is going to take a little bit. I'm going to pause the recording, and we'll come back on the other side. Okay, now we need to set up our password for our administrative user. So we're going to enter our password and then re-enter our password. Control-Alt-Delete. And enter our password. Okay, so we have the desktop. I don't want to stop here, though, because there's one more really important thing that we need to do. I'm going to hit Window X, which will bring up a menu. I can go to computer management, because what we need to do is we need to add another user that is not the administrator user. So I'm going to walk through that process of creating a new user that is an administrator but not named administrator. So if I click on under computer management, go to local users and groups, and then go to users, right click on the white space, new user, and go ahead and give it a name. Give it a password. And in my case, I want to not force change the password, and I'm going to actually go ahead and set it to password never expires. Go ahead and create that user. Now I need to go give that user administrative rights. So I'm going to double click, go to members, go to add, and there's an advanced button on the bottom. So I'm going to go to advanced and go to find now, and you'll see that there's a list of options here. In my case, I want to do administrators, and I also want to do remote desktop users. Okay, so I'm going to say okay to both of those, and okay. Okay, now all I've got to do is log out and log in as that user. So if I click on the administrator up here, I can do sign out. And Control-Alt-Delete to log in again. This time I want to select my other user on the lower left, put in my password. Okay, and this is the user that I will use for my administration on this machine. Okay, I have the desktop, I will automatically launch Server Manager, and we're all set. I hope you've enjoyed this video. You can find this video as well as lots of others on my blog at itproguru.com. You can reach me on Twitter at itproguru. Thanks.